Blog Talk Radio.
We let it go. We let it go last week. Tonight we won't. Tonight we won't. We finish tonight because we start tonight the way we're going to finish. Fast, physical, and out of control. And the bottom line is, it's all for each other.
We're back live on the RF Sports Radio Show, giving you guys a special show tonight. We're coming to you live from the Cotton Bowl right here at Cowboys Stadium. I want to welcome everyone to the program. This is our pregame show. Now, Royce, I'm going to bring you on real quick because we don't have a lot of time. We've got a 30-minute pregame show. We're live at Cowboys Stadium. The teams haven't taken the field yet. The fans are starting to come in. You can see that they're starting to fill up the stadium here. What's the atmosphere like?
Wow, Rodney, you're talking about a bowl game. This is one wild atmosphere. I think this is the last of the bowl games coming along. Everybody who's anybody and anybody is out today. So it should be a great game.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I think we can expect a really, really good game. And we have some live interviews scheduled for the show. We've got the DeSoto Four, where we have Cyrus Gray. We're going to have Von Miller, also Tony Gerard Eddy. And Garrick Williams, a guy that I've been knowing since he was zero age. So it's going to be a really good show.
Ronnie, well, let's give our listeners a few important tips about this rivalry, this game. This rivalry dates back to 1899. The one has been dormant for the last 15 years. The Aggies have won the last five meetings between these two teams. So I'm looking for a little revenge factor from LSU. And this season, LSU put together a 10-2 regular season and went 6-2 of the Southern Conference. That's why they're here now. On the other hand, Texas A&M was one of the hottest teams in college football. And that's an understatement because this team started out 3-0. And after losing the next three games, they went on a winning streak and won the last six. This defense is called the Wrecking Crew defense. They were ranked at the bottom 2 years ago, 2009. Now they jumped to fourth in 2010, including the top overall rating for rushing defense, allowing on 117 yards per game. So that's some stats we wanted to kind of throw out to you about the game. Still anybody's game. It's really a hyped-up atmosphere. Everybody's starting to come in, the crowd, outside, they're tailgating, everybody's cheering each other's team on. And I'm going to switch it back to you, Ryan, and tell us what you think about all this.
Well, the biggest thing I can tell you, man, the tailgating is popping right now. LSU, I had no idea that Boosie and Webby were the theme rappers for LSU, but everybody's jamming Trill Fam in the parking lot. I thought that was kind of neat. But the atmosphere is set. Now, both of these teams come off a really good record. LSU, of course, is 10-2. A&M is 9-3, but both are 6-2 within their respective conferences, Big 12 and the SEC. Now, this game, to me, is going to be one of those games that's going to happen between the hash marks, meaning that the running back's going to have to do that thing. Now, we reported the other day that Stephen Ridley was going to get his chance to play this game. He was ruled eligible after the NCAA went ahead and let him play for the Combos. He's going to be a big factor. And, of course, we got our hometown back in Cyrus Gray. And we were able to talk to Cyrus on Sunday during practice to get some of his feedback about what he thought about the game, especially playing in the game in front of his home crowd. So listen to a few comments from Cyrus Gray here at RS Sports Radio.
Here with Cyrus Gray, the local hometown pride of DeSoto. Man, how's it feel to come back and play the Cotton Bowl, especially in Cowboys Stadium?
It feels so good. I'm back at home. Me, Von, and Tony, and Garrick, we've been here for a while, and I just we hopefully do well here at the Cowboys Stadium. This will be our third time, and we just want to do great this game.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to playing against this SEC defense? I know you guys play a lot of big defenses in the Big 12, looking to get 100 yards in this defense here.
Right. I'm glad to be here and also have a part of this team. And SEC, they always have a great defense. Being able to run against those guys would be a great challenge, but you have to do it. You have to do it to win.
You guys playing anything different, any trick plays, anything you're going to do differently to try to throw them off guard a little bit?
No, we're going to stick to our same game plan and what we've been doing, and that's just upstage our tempo and just do great.
Good. Now, you coming back for your senior season, looking forward to being a leader, or you got other plans?
I'm going to continue to, you know, to grow on my legacy here at A&M, and I want to continue to do well, and this game here is going to start the mark.
And that was Cyrus Gray. That was from Sunday when we came to practice to meet these guys. Really good kids. We're definitely glad that they were able to do so much and do so well. Now, if you guys didn't know, but LSU has got a really good offense. They're averaging 28.8 points per game, 177 yards rushing right now. So they're really doing exactly what they have to do. Now, this came out yesterday, but actually Jerry Jones came through the walkthrough, talked to some of the players, and Les Miles made a comment where it says when Jerry Jones speaks, he has something to say. His message was a very strong one. It's really wonderful to see all those guys from my background that came out, and it was a great moment. I'll take a quick break real fast. We'll come back and get reset and give you guys some more interviews from the DeSoto Four.
Calling all models, calling all actors, all music artists, calling all comedians and producers. I got a question for you. Have you been having trouble finding gigs and not just... Calling all models, calling all actors, all music artists, calling all comedians and producers. I got a question for you. Have you been having trouble finding gigs, and not just gigs, but paid gigs? Well, if that's you, look no further. Okay. We've got the perfect solution for your problem. Go to WeBookGigs.info right now.
Okay.
Sign up and create your profile. And let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get updates about shows and paid gigs sent directly to your personal Twitter,
like that.
Facebook, email, and your phone. Now, the best thing about WeBookGigs.info is it's absolutely no cost to sign up.
That.
So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. WeBookGigs.info right now.
Right now.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
And we're back live from the Cotton Bowl here at Capitol Stadium. Some of the specialty players are starting to take the field now. Royce, they're throwing passes, catching punts, so you can definitely tell the atmosphere is coming. Now, when we got here, you could tell this was a big event. I mean, number one, it's held at Capitol Stadium. We got up to a press box area, to the radio area. They had a huge spread. Well, let's talk a little bit about how big of a bowl this really is.
You're talking about huge, right? Just the payout alone for these two teams is a combined $7.15 million for participating in the bowl. And if you break that down, that's $3.75 million for the Big 12 and $3.4 million for the SEC. You're talking about big-time bowl. They don't get any bigger than that.
Well, I definitely agree with you on that. I mean, it is a big-time big-time bowl. What you can tell also, too, is that there's a lot of fans coming out. The party pass section is packed right now. People are still trying to find their seats. I'm seeing people take seats at the top of the stadium. How many people are you expecting to have for tonight, Royce?
Well, they say it's possibly 80,000 people tonight. So who knows? I see a lot of people walking up buying tickets. So we may very well have 100,000 people here tonight, right?
Well, I think we can easily have 100,000 people here tonight, judging by, you know, just the sheer amount of fans we saw driving up. They were packed on I-30 coming from downtown, and that was around 3:30, 4 o'clock. So I know definitely it's going to be a packed house tonight. Let's get into a little bit more talk about the LSU Tigers and get people more familiar with them. Now, the Tigers, their defense is ranked among the nation's top 10 in scoring defense at 17.8. Their total defense is 301.7 yards and pass defense at 165.8. Now, A&M did make a change at quarterback this season. It really did help them get the passing game together. But this is a run-first team. I think there's no mistake about that. I mean, wouldn't you agree that it's going to be one of those games where they're going to run it three downs out of four, and then if they don't get a chance, they don't get a first down, they're going to pass only on third down?
Yeah, that's what I expect for these two teams. I don't expect either one of them to change the way they've been playing to make it this far. I am looking for an excellent running game from the A&M staff. Cyrus Gray, he's had 6 games over 100 yards this year. So we look to see what's going on. Both of them have good defenses. So I think the defenses are going to dictate the game.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But when LSU is going to try to run the ball, there is one player that they do have to stop, and that's going to be Von Miller. Von is the Buckus Award winner. And they give that only to the top linebacker in college football. He won that this year. The guy is in his senior season. He's definitely going to be a top draft pick, I would imagine, coming out of the draft. I think there's no mistake about it. He'll come out to the draft this coming up draft. But let's listen to some of his comments. He's from DeSoto as well, part of DeSoto 4 that's helped the Aggies this year. Let's listen to a couple of his comments from Sunday.
You know, it's kind of crazy that, you know, we got a couple of more days, and, you know, that we'll all be completing. You know, who knows, you know, we might all be playing again. But, you know, the only days that, you know, we are guaranteed are these last ones together. So, you know, we've just been trying to enjoy the time with each other and just take it day by day and, you know, get this last win.
Now, we're here with Von Miller, our sports radio show, another local guy straight out of DeSoto, Texas. Talk a little bit about, you know, how it feels to come home and play this bowl game in front of a home crowd, you know.
I mean, I'm a DeSoto guy, and, you know, growing up in this area, it's kind of hard not to be a diehard Cowboys fan. And, you know, coming here and playing in a great stadium like this, playing in a prestigious bowl like this, and it gets a great, you know, team like LSU, I mean, you really can't even put it into words. I just want to take it day by day and, you know, just see what we get and see what the score turns out at the end of the game. And, you know, hopefully we can get a win and bring it home to Aggieland.
Right, we do want to congratulate you on getting the Buckus Award. We talked about that a lot on the show, man. Congratulations on that, definitely. I mean, talk about the feeling of winning that award, being the most prestigious linebacker in college sports right now.
I mean, honestly, I haven't really, you know, I paused to think about it, but I – you know, honestly, I just haven't, you know, stopped to look back at all that stuff yet. I'm constantly looking for, you know, what can we do next as a team? And, you know, the next thing for us is to beat, you know, LSU. You know, it's going to be challenging for us, you know, but that's the next thing that we want to do is just, you know, get a win here at Cowboys Stadium and win the Cotton Bowl and just bring it home to Aggieland and hopefully start next season out, you know, pretty ranked and, you know, get all the buzz coming back to Aggieland again. And that's the ultimate goal for me is just, you know, the win games and just bring it back home.
Now, we're expecting to have a big game. I know they're going to be running the ball a lot, trying to do different things. I mean, have you guys done anything differently scheme-wise? Is there a game plan for them, or are you going to just play regular Aggie football?
I mean, LSU's a pretty good team. They're a very talented team. So, I mean, there's not much you can do, you know, to scheme against them and say, okay, you know, here we're going to beat them, you know. You just got to come ready to play football. And, you know, it's all about shedding blocks and making tackles, you know, catching a ball and scoring touchdowns. And, you know, and whoever has the most points in the game will win, and that's what we want to do.
And that was Von Miller, Buckus Award winner. Look for him. He plays that joker position in the Aggies defense, number 40 from DeSoto High School. Not only did he win the Buckus Award, Royce, but he's a Big 12 leader in quarterback sacks for the second straight year, averaging 9.5 sacks in 12 games. He's also got all Big 12 honors and Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week several times this season, and over has 173 tackles in his career, with this year being his biggest year at 59 tackles. The guy's a beast. I think there's no mistake about that. Now, you did get some late-breaking information. Another sports legend is going to be at the game tonight, too.
Yeah, Rodney, former legend Jim Brown, will do the coin flip, and he's the captain when both teams hit the field. And the reason why he was chosen because Brown would represent thousands of players that have participated in the Classic since it started in 1937. Brown scored 3 touchdowns, kicked 3 points after attempt, and rushed for 132 yards when he played for Syracuse in 1957. So I can't think of a better person to come out and flip the coin toss for the Cotton Bowl Classic.
Yeah, I agree with that, Royce, no doubt about it. Let's take a quick commercial break again. We come back. We got some more live interviews with the DeSoto 4, Garrick Williams, and also Tony Gerard Eddy, who's going to try to give it a go tonight. They're coming out for their broken foot. So let's give a few commercial breaks real fast. We'll come right back and get reset. You listen to the RF Sports Radio Show live at the Cotton Bowl at Cowboys Stadium.
What's up out there with it, world?
What's up with
it's your boy, Chosen. Man, and I'm back in the building, you dig?
And for all of y'all that haven't already done it, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and join icebreakerproductions.com right now. Support your favorite ICE artist right now. You know what I'm saying? Get a ringtone, get a t-shirt, buy the calendar right now. You can even pick up a teddy bear. You know what I'm talking about? We got everything.
Got everything.
Every Wednesday, y'all need to be checking out the Icebreaker Radio Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
7 p.m.
Where can you hear it? Icebreakerproductions.com. You know what I'm saying? Scroll down to about the middle of the page and click on the player, and you got us. You know what I'm saying? And if that ain't working for you, hop on iTunes and listen to us on the podcast. I ain't tripping. You know, you can get us on anywhere. And if you really want to know what's going down at all times with Icebreaker Productions, you got to follow us on Twitter at Icebreaker Radio. And if you're a Facebook lover, hit us up, Icebreaker Productions. You know what they do. And for all of y'all that like them live, fresh videos, you know you can follow us on the YouTube channel, Chosen972.
Right now.
If you're still in the old school and, you know what I'm saying, you still on MySpace, hit us up, 972. We ain't tripping. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into this album, the reason that you're hearing my voice. You like one of these artists, you know what I'm saying? So get your jam on, get your lean on.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at you later on in the future with more ICE announcements. Already.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm here live with my good friend, CEO and creator of LawApps.com, Jared Rice. Why don't you let everyone know exactly what LawApps.com is?
It's a mobilized version of an attorney's regular website so that people can access the site on mobile phones like smartphones, whether it be HTC, iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm, or any Windows-based system.
So why does an attorney need LawApps.com?
Well, if you have a regular website and people are pulling it up on their mobile phone, obviously they can't see it. So if you don't have a mobilized version of your site, you're missing out on millions of customers. And, you know, for business, that's not a good thing, especially in 2011.
So what's the best way for people to get in contact with LawApps.com?
Go to our website at lawapps.com, and apps is spelled with a Z on the end, not an S. Or they can give us a call at our toll-free number, 1-888-974-6784. That's 1-888-974-6784.
And it's lawapps.com, LAWAPPZ.com. Get your law firm out of the dark ages.
And we're back live at the Cotton Bowl special here live from Cowboy Stadium. Talk about this Cotton Bowl real quick. It's the 75th year of the Cotton Bowl. It all started 75 years ago with an old man by the name of J. Curtis Sanford. And he wanted to have something that did that coincided with the State Fair of Texas. He rented out the stadium and guaranteed to make their first appearance at the Classic, which was a great game. The Home Frogs came in. They played Sanford. The Home Frogs came in and played Marquette. Marquette received the guarantee of $6,000. It was a great game. And that set up the whole combo Classic. But, Royce, you can tell, now I know he never imagined this 75 years ago. You look around now, they're in a 100-seat stadium, and the combo was nothing like that then. Do you think any way they thought it would grow this big?
Oh, no. I never thought in a million years. And, you know, you want to talk about how big they thought. Some of the people that have made appearances at the Cotton Bowl, or Bear Bryant with his famous bear hug of Texas A&M coach Gene Stallings, Bo Jackson, Marion Pugh, quarterback. So we've had some big names to play in this bowl, and I'm looking forward to a great game tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a great game as well, too. Let's talk about a couple of the players. We're talking about our DeSoto Ford, the guys from DeSoto, Texas, and Tony Gerard. Eddie's going to try to give it a go tonight, the defensive lineman. He's done the 24 stars and 12 consecutive stars. But we're not with a loss of a broken foot. He's going to try to give it a go tonight. So we get a chance to talk to him and see how it feels to get on the field, especially getting the field in front of his home crowd.
Tony, he's here playing in Cowboy Stadium. How does it feel to play on the big stage?
I mean, it's great. We get to play here once every year, and now we get to play. It's a bonus because we get to play here again. And we lost the first time we played here, or the first two times we played here, so, you know, we're anxious to get a win.
We're playing in front of hometown crowd. You expect your family and our friends.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of people here. I got like 20, 25 guests coming to watch me play, so it's going to be big.
Okay, what do y'all expect from the other team, or what are y'all going to do different?
They I expect them to come out and try to establish the run game against us, be physical. You know, it's a part of the SEC's memo, you know, to try to, you know, run the ball, and then play action. So I expect them to come out and try to establish the run game early.
Okay. All right. Nice turn.
And that was Tony Gerard. Ed is going to give it a go, defensive lineman for tonight's game. But they're going to need them to play a big game, bro. So they need everyone's defense to really step up. But that offense has got to be able to move the ball. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right, bro.
And then on top of that, I mean, LSU has got a hill to climb as well. Coach Les Miles talked about all week the fact that he knows that A&M was really feel like they're playing in a home game. They're going to really be amped up about the game. They're going to try to do everything that they did this season and some. And we've talked about all since we've been covering these bowls since 2 weeks ago that everybody got all the stops from this time for bowl game play. There's no reason to hold back. It's the last game. Some of these guys are seniors. So, Russ, what do you expect as far as the game tonight? I mean, expecting some surprise plays? Are you expecting everybody to kind of play it close until the fourth quarter?
Well, I expect this game to be close. Both of these teams are almost mirror images of each other. But I do expect Texas to do a little better. This is your home state. You're playing in most of your hometown crowd. A lot of these guys have played in here. Stadium, you know, even dating back to high school the last year when they first stadium. So I expect most of these teams are mirror images of them. I expect a good close game. I expect to go all the way down to the end of the game. So if you're ready to watch a good game, it's on Channel 4 tonight. You can tune in, watch the game. If you can call in your show and your comments tomorrow, we're on every night for an hour and give your comments of what you saw about the game, and we'll give you some live interviews, firsthand information of what we saw and what we observed tonight.
And before we give our picks, before we end our show, we're going to play a quick interview from Garrick Williams. And I've been knowing Garrick since, I don't know, Russ, I guess when he was born, just about. So I'm really proud to see him doing this thing. And he plays the linebacker position also. A very talented guy, came in as a talented freshman and started 5 games in linebacker and had 36 tackles. He's made the All-Big 12 team. He's had 50 solo hits, 97 tackles this season. So really doing a great job as a junior for the A&M Aggies. And I talked to him about playing in the bowl game, how it feels to come back home. So let's listen to a few comments from Garrick Williams.
All right, Sports Radio, we're here with Garrick Williams. Now, you know, I taught you everything about football. So what have I taught you that you're going to use for the game for the Cotton Bowl?
Oh, you know, just the basics, you know, fundamental stuff, you know, getting to the ball, you know, trying to get the ball out, stuff like that, you know. This game is a big game for us, you know, turnovers is going to drive this game.
Yeah. Now, you guys are playing the SEC school in LSU. I mean, what can you expect? What kind of gameplay I got going forward to stop them on the run?
You know, we know SEC, you know, so they're hard-nosed, all of them. They like to run the ball, power football, but, you know, like, our defense has been playing good this year, and we expect to do big things and stop them come Friday.
Now, I'm expecting you to have a big game. I know you're ready to play for the hometown crowd. A lot of people are going to be coming out to support you. I mean, what do you expect to be able to do in the game?
This game, what I'm expecting myself, you know, just doing my part, you know, doing my 1-11 of just like help the team or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I need to have a big game Friday. I need to show up, you know, and like I look at this game as my first game towards my senior year.
Right. So looking forward to your senior year. I know you're ready to come back and be a real leader for the team.
Yes, you know, I already know, like, my role, I think, is energy, you know, leadership, being vocal and stuff like that. And it's just a head start for next year.
Cool. And let's take a quick commercial break real fast and listen to our sports radio show. This is our Cotton Bowl special live from Cowboy Stadium. And when we come back, Royce, we'll give everybody our lead pipe, stone cold lead pipe locks for this game. You know, we are the best at picking sports on internet radio. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website and you need more customers, advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
Man, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Blow Fly, Mayhem, Kenfo Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also featuring production from super producer none other than Big Chris. Available now at all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, E-Music, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now. It's blazing.
And we're back live from Cowboy Stadium for the AT&T Combo Classic, the 75th anniversary of the Combo Classic. And, Royce, we got to give our picks for this game. And I'm interested to see what you who you picking to win the game and also what score you predicted.
Rodney, I'm going to go with A&M, 28-24. But, you know, this is a big game. It's such a special occasion because it is the 75th anniversary. I look for Texas A&M to shine. And, you know, this is the first time this show has been on primetime, so you better get your pick right.
Well, I think my picks are going to be right. They usually always off, and I'm picking A&M also. But by a bigger score, I think the game will be 31-28 A&M in a really good game on a late four-quarter drive to win the game. So I'm picking A&M 31-28 to beat the LSU Tigers. We did do a show this past Wednesday. Go back and download that. We did our picks for the NFL playoffs that start off tomorrow. We'll be coming back live with you guys on Monday, 10 p.m. at our regular time. We'll have some interviews from this game, the post-game show. And then we'll also have some interviews that we did with the Mavericks from last night. And I did get a chance to talk to Kevin Durant and find out why Roddy B is taking so long to come back. We thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you go back and download our show on iTunes or check out the blog, rsportsradio.com, rsportsradio.blogspot.com. And you can follow us on our coverage live from the game. If you want to hear us tweet during the game, go to twitter.com/rsportsradio. And we thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Bye-bye.